Malcolm, you've just attended a meeting that Darren has hosted there about priority issues in the Balkans. Could you give us a flavour of what was discussed and what I guess what you see as the priority issues in the area?
I think the initial discussion was to ask them about their challenges, looking at enforcement, looking at legislation, how things are getting handled in the country, where they are. Really, the challenge varies from some countries who are getting quite mature, they're now in the European Union, they've got the European directives in place, and they're starting to get organised, to countries that are very, very new at it all. You know, countries such as Albania, who are just recently moved into the field, they've got a very small organisation. There's one person employed, trying to make progress, but she's got a long, long way to go. You know.
And I guess, Darren, from your perspective, I guess what from your experience and involvement out in those countries, can you give us an idea of maybe the types of issues that the countries are facing, or the businesses in those countries are facing?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I've had experience in all the countries, the guys that are actually at the meeting today, typically Bulgaria, Kosovo, where else was there? There was Albania. I mean, they're all very similar. I mean, economics is obviously an issue. Money, resources, capacity of labour inspectors, obviously that's a real issue. One of the things that we try and do is the projects that we're investing in is make sure that they're as safe as possible. However, that sometimes is quite reliant on whether they've got strength in country to actually make sure they're safe. As an investment bank, we obviously want to make sure that no accidents happen on our projects, although we're not actually managing the project as such, we're just financing it. So it's really, really difficult for us to actually be there 24/7 to make sure it's been done in a safe way. Although it is nice to know we can speak to some of these guys, understand the real difficulties they're up against, and where possible, try and help them in some way.
How do you think it's been, being able to have this presence here at the Congress and kind of spreading the word of the work that we are doing in the Balkans region?
The last lot of work we have done with them was the Working at Height workshop. So over, and it's the five countries that are represented here from the Balkans, that are four of them we took the workshops to. The fifth one was Kosovo, and we're going to be taking the workshop there quite soon to these guys. But the use of the IOSH brand in Macedonia and these countries is actually gets doors open for the local organisation. So there may be challenges to try and meet some government officials. When IOSH are involved with the brands there, or indeed the EBRD are involved in something in the brands there, it opens doors for people that as a small organisation maybe struggle to get in their own. So it was really, I mean, IOSH have funded most of the stand for the Balkans here to try and raise their profile, to try and let their members come here and see, what is safety across the world. There are lots of people struggling, but there are lots of people with lots of good ideas. So it gives them a chance to visit some of the symposium here to actually learn, going forward. You know.